Now, it's not a pleasant subject, but sadly, it's one that remains depressingly relevant. I was reading this morning, according to the World Health Organization, around one in three women have experienced violence or sexual violence in some form across the world. And preparations are being made to mark International Eliminate Violence Against Women Day in Leeds. It's about highlighting the problem of domestic violence and celebrating the woman who survive it and who campaign against it. Joining us in the studio is Luisa Rodriguez and Irene Hadjianu. Is that okay?
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you well very done. Much. Who are the organisers of the event here in Leeds? So, Luisa, let's just start with this day. This is happening in Leeds, but it's an international day. It's a global thing.
Yeah, that's right. So every year on the 25th of November, United Nations mark this day. It's an international day to eliminate violence against women. And the idea behind it is it's about raising awareness of violence against women, its impact, what causes it. And sadly, as you said, Johnny, it still affects, I think it's a third of women around the world will be impacted by violence. And that could be domestic violence, it could be sexual violence, it could be just physical violence, it could be things like FGM. And it's all of those things that incorporate violence against women. And it's still a huge, huge number. Not even one woman should have to experience this. Women should be able to live free, freely and safe from violence. So it's a really important day, and to be able to do something in the city that I'm from to mark this day is really important. Mm. And, you know, it's something I'm very passionate about.
And we talk about an event, but what is actually happening, Irene, for this?
So it's being run through Leeds City Council. We've got the support of the domestic violence team, who very kindly allowed us the space to do this, because the council does try to mark the date every year, but I think we were quite lucky in kind of being able to jointly coordinate it this year. So I'm from Support After Rape and Sexual Violence Leeds. So my organisation offers free confidential advice to women and girls in the city who experience sexual violence. So within my organisation, I know we do see kind of things kind of on the ground within the community. And at the event itself, we're going to have lots of different stands, lots of organisations present. I've got a huge list here. So obviously, generally, lots of women's organisations, but we wanted to also recognise that survival of violence is kind of a holistic journey. So we've got a photography exhibition, we've got poets, we've got manicures. So it's not just kind of the mental health and physical health side of things, it's everything really. And we'll have a range of speakers as well, including myself.
I guess the difficulty for subjects like this, Luisa, is that with events like this, they will mostly be attended by women and they will mostly be attended by the victims of this. It's how do we target the people who are responsible for this? That's the big issue, isn't it?
Yeah, really important. And for me, that's always sort of been something that's very important to me, in that we cannot talk about violence against women without bringing men into the conversation. Mm. And I've been, you know, I think women together are incredibly, it's an incredible thing to see women coming together. But I've been to a lot of events like that, and it's like, where are the men? We need to have men. So this event is actually open to men, that with that recognition that we need to bring men into the conversation. And I've met men that are like, violence against women is awful, but I don't know what can I do as a man. So I think, you know, there are men out there that definitely support this and want to do something for it, and I think sometimes they're not quite sure what to do. We've got some great campaigns like the White Ribbon campaign, which is all about men against violence. And also, you know, we do know that men can be victims of violence, and particularly when you think about boys that might be growing up watching their mothers experiencing violence, how that impacts on them. So this event is open to men are welcome, and we've actually got a male speaker, which was just confirmed this week, and he's going to be talking a bit about the White Ribbon campaign. So I'm really excited that we've got sort of some male representation there, because I do think that's really important in terms of, you have positive male role models that can be examples to other men, and looking at how we can get men more into the conversation to end this.
And whose responsibility is this, Irene? I mean, I guess it's a leading question, because we know it's kind of everybody's.
Sure.
It's engendering that attitude in people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely something that happens at a societal level. As much as we, you know, feminism is alive and well, thankfully. So because there are still gender differences, essentially. And I think it's a really, particularly at this time, a really important conversation to be had, particularly as there are people out there who don't identify as men or women either. So as much as we were saying that, you know, men need to be included in the conversation, we've got LGBT people, we've got queer people, we've got trans women, we've got people who identify as non-binary. So everybody's part of the conversation, because sadly violence occurs throughout society at every single level. So it's a human rights problem, basically, really. Mm.
And just finally, Louise, because I know you've experienced violence yourself, I guess it's a common question that's asked is why wouldn't you just walk away immediately? Yeah, and I know that's probably a question that you've been asked many a time, but if you can, if it's okay, just give us an insight into how devastating this is, but also how difficult it is just to up sticks and leave.
Well, I think, I have been asked that, and I remember when I left that relationship, people told me many times, you should have left. And I remember thinking, that's great, yeah, we should have left, but how does that help me right now? Like, when I left, I can kind of say now I was a little bit broken, and my life was, I had to rebuild my whole life. And I remember feeling that judgment. It was like, what I need right now is some support, or just people to be there, not to judge me. And I think until you've been through it, it's really difficult to understand that often when we talk about domestic violence, physical violence is just one bit of it. Mm. Actually, what is more goes on is the psychological abuse. And I'm really fantastic last year, coercive control is now a law that recognises control and manipulation. And often how it happens is it's so subtle to begin with.
Yeah.
You get yourself in a point where you're so far in it, you can't see out. And I remember I look back now at the person I was, and it's like I almost don't recognise myself, because you're trying to survive every day. Every day it would be like, what's going to happen today? And I was living in fear, and I'm sort of far out of it now that I can look back. But I was living in fear, and every day you're just trying to survive, and you're thinking, right, if I say that, he's going to do that. And you can't, it's like you can't think properly.
Yeah, and you're so immersed in it.
You're so immersed in it, and you're so exhausted. I remember sort of speaking to a police officer sort of when I left, and I was like, I just was so exhausted. Like, I can't even describe. And it was like a mental, emotional, physical exhaustion that I never experienced. And it's like that because you're so bombarded from the person that is abusing you, and you're so trying to keep your head above water and just try not to sort of get them to a point where they're going to do something, that you are just sort of sat there every day like, okay. And unless you've experienced it, it's very hard to explain. But it's, from the outside looking in, you become enmeshed in this situation. And you also know when you go to leave, Johnny, you know that you can't just leave.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that when you leave, you're going to face a whole other, they don't just let you leave.
Yeah,
and
I think
when I knew I had to leave, it took me about 3 months, some incredible support from my friends who actually sent me out of Leeds to get away. But it took a lot of strength for me to be able to face what then happened when I left.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other thing. And especially, I was lucky I didn't have children. But if you've got children thrown into that mix, that it's the children's father, you also have that connection. So it is really complex. And it's so much more than just physical. There's all the, they have clever ways to affect your confidence, how you think about things. You can become isolated from your family and friends. And I think when you get so far in, you're like, I don't even know. I mean, there was times when, I can say now, but there were times when I felt the only way out would be suicide. That's how bad I felt at times with it, because I was just like, I don't know how else I'm going to get out of this. So it is a very complex issue. And I think the more we can talk about it and raise awareness and challenge some stigmas around it, that it is much more complex than people can understand. And also then, once you leave, it's not just that you've left, as I say.
It's a journey to get out that other
side.
Your
risk factors increase sometimes when you leave, but also it's your mental health. And if you've got to find a new home, it's rebuilding your life afterwards that is also can take a lot longer than you realise.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it. The event is this Wednesday at the Civic Hall in Leeds. I think it's fantastic. And sadly, we need it, but at the same time, we need people to take action as well. So thank you very much for being with us, ladies. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us, Johnny.
Louisa Rodriguez and Irini Hadjuanu there on BBC Radio Leeds.